Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation Deputy Director for Special Initiatives Melanie Walker says while the grant for the project will be ending this year, it's pleasing that the city has undertaken to replicate the program in other local suburbs.
I just don't think on behalf of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation there'll be an extension of this grant, but there are other projects underway, I think, for many donors around the world and in considering how to support Zimbabwe in their way forward.
Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni says, following the success of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation project in Zwaresekwa Extension, council will adopt the model to upgrade more than 60 slums in the city.
We already have habitable structures all around this project in Zwaresekwa. We are very happy with what has taken place, the commitment from the people. All the parties have worked together to have a very successful model which we can replicate elsewhere.
Part of the $5 million funding was used by the city council to service the area, while part of the money was given to beneficiaries to construct houses on stands averaging 200 square meters. The beneficiaries, some of whom were displaced by the government in the 90s, when the government cleaned up the city ahead of the visit by the British Queen and Operation Murambatrina or Operation Clean Filth in 2005, are excited that at last they now own houses of their own. One such beneficiary is Joyce Njanji, who now proudly owns a two-roomed house.
It's a very big change because when I was renting at Warren Park, you know, if you are a lodger, there are a lot of rules which you cannot even follow. So when I came here, I'm just free. Even I can say my life has changed. Communicating with the people or just cooperating with others.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation housing project was implemented with other partners such as the Homeless People's Federation. Manyenyeni says the local authority is planning to upgrade the Ganyu slum and relocating 121 families to Mavuku, where they are servicing stands for low-cost houses. Harare is targeting to construct 105,000 new houses by 2018. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.